building, Tausch, begins now. All right, so Tausch, you said it. I teased it for the 10 o'clock hour. And again, I don't think they're going to completely stink. But had they, and we'll see what happens tomorrow against the Ravens defense. Because if the Ravens defense eats the Packers' number one offense's lunch, it's going to be a lot harder for you to convince me that you're not the little dog sitting at the table with the room engulfed in flames. And you're still saying that the offense is fine. So here is how I asked the question of Matt LaFleur, and here is how he answered it. I'm curious.
Jeez, is this an exclusive presser with you? I mean, you get called out. Now, this is at least the third or fourth question that just good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I had a few questions in there, that's for sure.
Well, follow-up Wildy just keeps hammering away at LaFleur. I like it.
Yeah. Read all about it in my next book, written by Ian O'Connor. All right, we need to get to this, so I want you to hear it. Here is the exchange with Matt LaFleur.
Matt, I know as a coach you always want to be further along no matter what, but when you look at where your offense is, what your defense has been able to do in practice, you use the word humbled with the Broncos practice, where do you think the offense is in terms of where it compared to where you would like it to be between now and Brazil?
Well, I think you're always wanting to be better than and keep pushing that envelope, knowing that there's always room for improvement. But I think we just got to show a little bit more consistency. And I think in terms of there's some things situationally, mind you, there's not a lot of game planning that's going on right now. And I'm not trying to make an excuse for us by any stretch, but I do think it kind of changes the dynamic once you start game planning a little bit more. Right now, you're just running more your core concepts, and not all of them are the most favorable looks at times, but I think that's good. Sometimes you got to learn how to navigate those more challenging looks, and you know, we always talk to our quarterbacks is, yeah, you might have a bad play, but you can't make a bad play worse. You know, just a great example of that was the other night when Sean, on a third down and long, gets flushed from the pocket. You're out of the pocket. Just throw the ball away. Sometimes that's the only play, is just dirt the ball and live to play the next play. So, I think we can all improve. And I think, you know, I think always early on, early on in the season, I would say most of the times the defenses are a little bit further ahead in the offense and until you get your rhythm.
All right, so I want to decode that. Whenever coaches say we need to be more consistent, that's a euphemism for we're not good enough, right? Like that consistency, that's the best way to say I'm not overly pleased, because if you're humming, then your consistency is pretty good. You're pretty consistent. Consistently good. And when they use consistency, I feel like that's kind of the, I don't want to say conversational crutch, but that's the thing you say so you don't say, yeah, we're not anywhere near where we want to be. Is that fair, or am I being projecting there?
So I do think there's something, and you know, coaches don't want to be excuse makers. But Matt LaFleur takes a ton of pride in the fact that he schemes people open and he game plans, and you don't do that in the preseason. So I understand where he's coming from, and he doesn't want to make that a story, so he's downplaying it, which is smart. But yeah, if things are going super, you know, smooth, you say, I really like where we're at, I like this, you know, we have things to work on. But he's been pretty, I think, upfront about the fact that this offense has not been as good throughout the preseason as I think he'd hoped, and it maybe isn't where it needs to be, but you have that that crutch of, well, we have not game planned, and that's an accurate and a fair assessment of the preseason. So that doesn't mean you shouldn't be executing. You know, I don't think anybody was saying that after the Cleveland game, where the offense did some good things, and obviously, you know, Jordan and Dontavian Wicks, they had the one big play. Coaches know, and coaches aren't going to flat out lie. They will maybe, you know, suppress information or however that works, but they will tell you where they're at. And it's fairly obvious to me that Matt LaFleur isn't in love with where this offense is on August 21st.
Is that so? Having played, having watched this team, when he uses, and he said it wasn't an excuse, but when he uses the explanation that they're not game planning, do you feel like there's legitimacy to it?
100% there is.
But and how much legitimacy?
A lot
then?
Of legitimacy, okay. Because it's one thing if you're Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs and you've had all these years and you know everything that's going on. This is still a young football team that I think they're still reliant upon a lot of schematic things, especially in early downs, to get open and to do things. So should you be better as you're a year older and you're playing vanilla offense? You know what? The defense isn't game planning either. The defense isn't sitting there running all these exotic blitzes. The defense is going to run what it runs. They want to evaluate their talent too. So it washes out a little bit. But I do think with how Matt LaFleur and this offense go, there's no doubt that they rely on this to a certain degree. And when you're not doing that, it's maybe not going to look as good as you had hoped.
Well, we will see what it looks like in Brazil in a little over 2 weeks. But again, once they start game planning, if everything is magically better, then great. That's great.
Well,
if
how
you're
much
a Packers fan.
How much of this offensive struggles do you think is offensive line related?
Well, I would have said early in camp that was the case, but I'm not sure it is anymore. Like, Josh Myers is back. Obviously, he's practicing with a heavy heart, but it has been, he's been there after losing his father. Elton Jenkins is practicing. Now, in fairness, the only guy that hasn't missed a practice on the offensive line is Sheed. But Zach Tom has worked himself back into where he wants to be. And look, it's not like Jordan Morgan is Josh Sitton at this point in his career at right guard, right? I mean, he's still learning how to play right guard. And so if it's Sean Ryan who played the position in games last year, I'm not sure we can blame the offensive line. So, look, has the offensive line gelled to the degree that they want to in time for the Eagles? No, I would agree. And that's, again, where Elton Jenkins saying we're trending in the right direction is probably the most honest answer. The bottom line, though, is that if the game planning is that big of a factor, you're the one who played in the league, not me, it feels a little excusey to me. Because you still have your core concepts that are designed to get guys open and to create scoring opportunities create big plays.
I just told you you're reliant on some of that stuff, but yeah, that shouldn't be the end all be all. But
I know I'm agreeing with you. I'm just saying they have not. Here's the thing that I would say, and this was one of the things that Jordan Love said, is that against this defense, without them game planning against it, you don't see guys wide open. Now, was it a very subtle way of saying, hey, last year in camp we had a lot more success against that defense, and even though we weren't game planning then, you saw guys wide open? He's not taking a shot at Joe Barry, I don't think, but it is a difference.
How is that not a shot at Joe Barry?
Because I don't think that's what I don't want to speak for his intent, but I don't think that was his intent. His point is that this defense is not allowing guys without being schemed against to be wide open. Now, we also have to acknowledge the possibility that the Eagles game planning for this defense, they may be able to scheme guys open, right? I mean, the Broncos had some success against the Packers' number one defense in that practice in Denver. So it's not like no offense is capable of finding some weaknesses. This is not a foolproof defense. But again,
you starting to think that old T, and you haven't been as adamant as I've been, are you thinking that this offense is going to take a step backwards from what we saw the last 8 weeks?
I think it's going to take them a while to get to back to where they were the last 8 weeks, yes. I don't think it's going to be catastrophic.
I don't know who just texted this in.
775 area code, so remember to include your name so we have you in our database.
That's Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's easy.
How'd you know that?
I just know.
Calls a lot of phone numbers in the local area.
I do.
No further questions.
a lot of Las Vegas calls. Do you feel like that makes you think that you're, as Matt said, there, the floor is the ceiling? Like the floor is too. You
no,
think this?
No. So look, their first five games. Okay, are this Eagles game, which I feel much better about their chances, even if their offense isn't where they want it to be, because the game is in Brazil and not at Lincoln Financial Field.
Thank you, Mark Murphy, for getting
after
that airport.
Thank you for your service, yes. After that, it's the Indianapolis Colts at home. At Tennessee.
Tennessee stinks.
At home against the Vikings.
They stink.
And on the road against the Rams. Okay, now I don't want to play, they're going to be 3-2 or whatever that is. But the bottom line is...
But you think they're going to be 4-1?
I think that those are winnable games even if their offense isn't humming, is what I think. And so even if their offense isn't as star-spangled awesome as it was late in the year, I still think they're not in a perilous situation because of the way the schedule falls. If they had some of the big guns early and some really good defenses... I'd be a little more apprehensive about their long-term chances to start the year.
Okay.
Okay, that's all. What I'm not apprehensive about, and you know this, is knowing that American Family Insurance, tomorrow, last day of Dream Drive, and the Ravens are taking part in it, too.
Indeed, Dream Drive is back. Come on down to Lambeau Field. Better get there soon to kick off another year of big smiles in less than a mile. It started on July 22nd. And I believe it's going to end on August 22nd. But little Packer fans, ride between Lambeau and training camp with their own bike or on one from the American Family Insurance fleet, right alongside your favorite Packers players and coaches. And now the Ravens going to be down there too. American Family Insurance continues to support this heartwarming event, mobilizing the community to realize their dreams as they ride safe and protected. Join American Family Insurance for another historic year. As we keep the tradition moving, grab your wheels and let's ride Green Bay. Dream fearlessly, insure carefully.
We'll get to Homer coming up a little bit later. More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Coming up next, Jesse, you've gotten some a flurry of activity on the talk and text line, not just from Las Vegas numbers. Tausch, are you in another seat?
Just told you I was going to bounce around. I'm going to finish the show back with Jelly.
So that's seat number
this will be, I've covered all the bases other than the one that's broke and the one that I sit in all the time because it's awesome. I think... That spot over here is my second. I don't think I'm going to like this spot. Oh. So I got...
Everlight Solar likes that spot better.
That's true. I like... That's what I'm hearing. So I'll... There we go. And it looked like when Jesse was zooming out...
Where is the rest of our team?
That's a great question. Hunter is up there.
Where is the rest of our team?
Hunter looked like it was like he was breaking into Watergate Hotel over there. He's down there. I don't know what he was doing.
Him and Gerald Ford.
Gerald Ford reference.
Jesse, what do you have from the text line?
Daniel the Landscaper, as we're talking about joint practices and the starters not playing in the final preseason game. Can someone explain to me then, says Daniel, what is the point of playing preseason games? Why not just get rid of all of them, add another regular season game, and just do live broadcasts of the joint practices,
Daniel,
if that's what everyone takes seriously?
Daniel, they're doing it. I mean, that is what's happening. The three preseason games are going to be two. They're going to go to 18 games, and then I would not be shocked if their next reincarnation of that is going to be 20 regular season games. That's what I think. That's where I think this thing is trending. The players gave in, even though we thought 16 was always going to be the right number. I do believe that is the right number, mm-hmm. but money's money, and everybody wants more of it. So I don't think it's going to change, but... Nobody likes the preseason games outside of Wilde. And then the one thing I would say is it gives guys opportunities to showcase themselves. But in fairness, it's not mattering that much anymore because guys will have really good training camps and they're still going to be on the practice squad. Like, it's just not, it's not the same as it used to be. And I think there's a good reason for a lot of it, but this is somewhat of a charade. Not Derek Sherrod.
Derek Sherrod?
Good one, Jason. I beat you to the punch.
You did.
It is trending the other way. They're trying to get rid of preseason games. The owners have been very adamant about that, and that is one of the little tools that they're utilizing to get more games in the regular season. So that is what is going to happen. You're seeing more joint practices, and unfortunately you see a little more sloppy play in the beginning of seasons, but that's just the price of doing business.
Whatever happened to the NBA player God Shamgod? I know that's not Sherrod, but it's close. Remember him?
Not really.
I'm going to have to look into this. Yeah, God Shamgod was his name. I will do some research on that. Tausch is talking about money. Of course, that's what makes the world go round, and certainly the NFL go round. And when it comes to the local NFL team, they've got a great relationship with Associated Bank for your money. And if you go to AssociatedBank.com/Packers, you can find out all the perks that come with being a Packers fan and being an Associated Bank customer. You get early pay, which means with your direct deposit from your employer, you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. You get a discount at the Packers Pro Shop, in-store, online, 10% off as a Associated Bank customer. And, of course, you get the best customer service in the entire industry. They've got the awards to prove it. So go to AssociatedBank.com. to find out more. Uncle Homer scheduled to appear next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Whatever you do, make sure you do it right. Whatever you do, make sure you do it right. You're making love or starting the schoolyard fight. Make sure you do it right. Make sure you do it right. Whatever you do, make sure you do it right.
You know what that music means? It means Steve the Homer True, host of the Homer Hour weekdays. 5-6 on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Voice of Marquette men's basketball. And the co-host of God Talk, My Faith with Homer and Pip on YouTube is here. Homer, have you ever gotten yelled at other than by John McEnroe for being an idiot and not coming to the press conference? Like LaFleur pretended to yell at me yesterday?
Yeah, Forrest Gregg yelled at me a couple times.
Did you deserve it?
Of course not. He thought I made some reference about a running back. I don't remember what it was. It was really stupid. I
wonder how Tua would have done with Forrest Gregg.
I looked at Lee Remmel. I went in and he said, that's just Forrest being Forrest. Don't worry about it. So, and he seemed like he got – oh, another time where I went after him because they hired Bob Schnelker. And is he going to call the plays? And I dealt with him enough, and I thought, I'm not giving up on this. So a couple other questions. You said this and this and this, but you really didn't answer. Is he going to call the plays? And he didn't answer it again. And so a few more questions went off, and I said, I know this is their time, but is he going to call the plays? He goes, yeah. Are you happy now? And I said, yep, you can move on. But I can't believe that any coach said something about you being late. People were late all the time. Reporters were never important enough that any coach ever cared that somebody was late. Cliff Kristol, the greatest of the great, according to me, he would never be there. I was always staring at him all the time, watching out what he's doing. He'd be on the payphone. No reporter was ever, ever mentioned as being late because they weren't worthy of getting that much attention.
Attaboy, Wildy. Attaboy.
So you're clearly at a whole nother level. Plus, he periodically tries to show he's tough. He's not tough. He's smart, and he needs to. He tried to do this after the last game, and it's all made up because he thinks people say he's soft, which I have said, and he's not soft, but he just believes in smart. And he's not tough, and so these periodic things are just like, oh, you're late. What coach ever cared that a member of the media was late? Never in the history of sports.
Yeah, he was just having some fun. Sports. He was just having fun.
I know.
Can't you just have fun?
Yeah, but not. There's no need to do that with fun. That's like having fun with a plumber. Plumber doesn't deserve to get your attention enough to have fun with him. You have fun with a player, or you
what the hell do you have against plumbers? You're going to be calling them.
And I'm a plumber?
What don't you like about plumbers?
Yes. Announcers are plumbers, yes. Compared to the other people on the list of importance for LaFleur, where do you think, as far as LaFleur, where do you think reporters are? Steve, what, 20? Are there 19 people more important than any reporter?
They're not top five, but...
Probably more than that. It's probably 50 when you count all
the players. I'm going to tell you this. LaFleur is going to need, if he needs a plumber, it's going to be more important than a media guy. I'll give you that.
That's true.
Okay, whatever. Sorry, a plumber. Next, we can move on. I can't believe that a coach ever cared that a reporter was late.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
I never saw one.
If you're looking forward in the next 10 to 15 years, HVAC, construction, plumbing, that's the businesses to be in.
Sorry, I brought it up.
What do you mean? You're like downgrading it, and I'm telling you, that's a money. That is
right.
A business.
You're right. I don't want to spend this much time on plumbers.
You brought it up, in fairness.
I know, and I just said move on, and you refused to move on. If you care that it's important that I said it, why don't you care that it's important that I say move on? Answer that, Mr. Towson.
Well, because
this is classic Towson.
You said something that I found interesting that, unlike some on this panel, I enjoy a follow-up. That's why.
Okay. Even when the person says, fine, let's move on.
All right, what do you want to move on to?
I don't know, whatever you guys have. That was the one
I wanted to talk plumbing.
I don't believe there. Oh, hold on. I'll move on to. I don't believe there'll be 20 games, but you could be right. I think they'll have 18 and 2 bye weeks, but I may be giving them credit for caring about the health of players more than they actually do. With 20 weeks, you still get 20 weeks of games, so you still get a ton of money.
You don't make as much. You know that.
My big push is the kickoff thing is wrong.
Get rid
of
it.
Every coach hit the ball in the end zone. Let him take it at the 30. The ball on the average is a 28. They probably won't change to the 35. They should, and they really should put it at
just
40.
Get rid of it.
Sure, you know, everybody
not,
runs.
Hey, not every experiment or hypothesis works. Get
I
rid
agree.
Of it.
Yeah, I'm
just
fine.
Go back to it. Go back to the old way of doing it. It's good.
No, that ain't ever happened.
No, they
too
should.
Too many people getting hurt.
No,
well, they're not.
The numbers have actually dropped because there's all touchbacks. But
yeah, they're not. They're not worried about people getting hurt now. Now they want touchbacks because they're
scoring.
Not. Right.
They want
right,
because they
want to
have a play. They want to have a play.
They don't really even care about the play. No, they just
they
want scoring.
That's why they created this. If they didn't want the play at all, they would just not have the kickoff. Get the ball to 25.
I can't
they
argue with you on that. Okay. I won't fight you on that.
Yeah.
Okay, good win.
I should leave on that one. How says he doesn't argue?
That's
oh,
a good W for you. Yeah.
It doesn't happen often, so enjoy it while it lasts.
By the way, you didn't ask me how I was, which is fine, because I'm mad.
Living the dream.
I believe
is what you always say.
The Hall of Fame induction for Wisconsin is Friday, the same night as the Packer game, and that means I can't be there when Tarik Salah gets inducted. How, if I have the dates right, why would Wisconsin have it the same night as the Packer game?
Well, I don't think because the I don't think it's I think these things get scheduled like ways out, and the Packers typically don't play a Friday night regular season game
to open the season.
By the way, so I won't be able to attend, but I do want to mention my new suggestion.
Were you invited?
Hall of Fame is what?
Were you invited?
I was. I don't care if I was invited or not. I'm showing up, and
you're a letter winner.
You should have done it 10 years ago.
Yeah, Tark should have been in a long time ago. I agree with that.
All right. I want Marsh Shapiro to be the new inductee into the. They have an area for non-athletes. Ted Kelmer's in it. It's like special services or something. Marsh Shapiro should be in it immediately. I can't believe he didn't get in this time, because it would appear that McIntosh they added like 20 people this year.
Yeah, if only you were a graduating alumni and you could have some say in that, maybe that would work.
Yeah, I don't expect to have any impact. It took me 10 years. I thought maybe Tausch, instead of taking a shot at me, Knight would say, Homer, you're right. Mark Shapiro.
But of course he should. Yeah, I'm fine. Listen, man, I have no problems with that. I think the idea of the Friday night and the fact that you – can't go and that you're mad, like that's ludicrous to me. Like tough luck, that's on you.
I know. I'm fine. I understand I'm not important enough, but I still don't like it.
Okay.
Your answer for it was pretty good. They could have easily changed it to Thursday night or whatever, but no, they didn't.
Okay.
So that's fine. The Badgers are proud.
All right, what else you got? Because it seems like you have a lot of things pent up here. Now that you only now that you only have an hour on the radio, I feel like you have a lot more stuff to get to. So what are some of the topics you'd like to
The preseason is now irrelevant. There's no way to make any judgment about how the team's playing. I'm going to keep track of what Jason says because maybe he's got it. But no team is ready for the start of the regular season. Every team knows that, and so they don't care. You just kind of figure it out the first couple of regular season games. So any concern about the Packers right now beyond 0.5% is a waste of time and energy.
You know what, Homer? I agree with the – because well, preseason it's tough because they haven't played. But Jason –
they don't even practice anymore. They do practice.
Football. No, they do. Not to the full degree. But Jason's, I guess, watching and observations. And the fact that Matt LaFleur has been as upset as he's been, the fact that the defense has kind of beaten him around a little bit, there should be some concern. I'm not sitting here saying you should be panicking.
Just understand all LaFleur madness is some degree fake madness. He's not really worried because he hasn't put his plays in.
Okay.
And if he's put his plays in and this was happening, it'd be a different thing. He doesn't care enough to put his plays in. He just wants everybody healthy, but he can't admit it. Because if you admit that, then it's like everybody says he's soft. And so he has this phony fake toughness every now and then.
But why do you keep – you call him soft, but then you say he's not soft. So is he soft or is he not?
He's smart. He's a good – he's proven he's a good coach. I don't know if he's
– is he soft or is he not?
Yeah, he believes in brains, not toughness. Yeah.
So you're saying he's soft.
Call him what you want. Jason said, no, you should call him – he believes in smart, and I'm willing to.
Yeah, but you have your own opinion. You don't have to lean on old J-Dub all the time. Is he soft? Homer, is he soft?
I think that's a better way to put it. I don't want people thinking, if I say soft too much, they think he's a bad coach. I don't think he's a bad coach. He's a good coach. But the way
you think he's Steve Mariucci.
We want to be.
You think he's Mooch.
Do we want to be? Here's a question.
Is he Mooch?
Do you want to be smarter or tougher? Barry Alvarez wanted to be tougher. Matt LaFleur wants to be smarter, and he thinks that's how you win the game, most games in today's football, and it's the thing he's good at. His offense works. You know why his offense works?
Because
he's
it's
smarter
smart
than the guy playing defense.
Wow.
And, you need to have good players to some degree.
Yep.
So I think it's fair to say smart because I think you can win with smart, and so it's not like if I say soft, people think he's a bad coach, and he's not. He's a good coach.
But you've said soft, I think, 6 times in this interview.
That's fine, yeah.
Soft.
But I've said the other stuff.
And
you object to me saying the other stuff because it doesn't – whatever. I'm not going to try to figure you out.
Good.
Hey, Homer, I'm looking at the National League Central standings.
Jason, what's the best way to describe LaFleur? What's the best and appropriate?
Great question. That's Jason's best buddy right there. What's he going to say?
Walk into my press conferences late. I think he is.
Bud Lee was the best buddy to Vince Lombardi. So best buddies is not bad.
I think he is smart. I think he is cautious. And I think he is earnest. Like, I don't think he's like this incredible motivator with his pregame speeches that make you want to run through a wall. I don't think that he wants his teams to be physical, but I don't think he's in his top five of most important things. Toughness is high on that. I think he is cautious. He does not want to take risks with whether it's guys playing. That's why I don't think the starters are going to play on Saturday either. And I think he's really smart. I think the reason why his response about not game planning offensively, I am willing to give him the benefit of the doubt on that, is not because Tausch said it matters, although that does matter to me. It's that when he's game planning, there's wide receivers wide open a lot. That's part of the beauty of this system. And so once they start game planning, I still think they're going to have offensive growing pains, but I do think they're going to look better than they have in camp against their own defense. All right.
Homer said it doesn't matter.
Hold on.
It doesn't matter.
Don't you think that was better than anything I could have said? Don't you think the audience is better off?
Well, that's a low bar.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%.
Okay. All right. Okay. Good.
All right. I want you to say something, Homer, that will be better than what I would say. I'm looking at the NL Central standings. The Milwaukee Brewers, 21 games over 500. After them, the Cubs, everybody else is below 500. The Cubs, 11.5 back. The Cardinals, 12 back. The Reds, 12.5 back. And the Pirates, 14 games back.
Is Jesse bringing Dunzo out? Because this division's Dunzo.
The most amazing season I have ever experienced with the Milwaukee Brewers.
Ever.
More amazing than 82?
Ever. Ever.
Yes, 82. Come on, they were a damn good team.
This team
had players nobody's heard of, and they're all hurt, and they brought in more players that nobody's ever heard of, and they're ahead by how many games?
Eleven and a half.
The most amazing Brewers season to this point. Now, in 87, I think, 97 or 87, they won like 13 in a row, which was an incredible score, but then they lost
87.
Like 12 in a row earlier on. This,
later,
right now, and they got to get to all seven-game series in the playoffs because they just have this incredible ability to find a way to win games, but if it's
grit.
A shorter series,
grit.
Then they, I mean, I don't know what, now, it's got to be
no,
talent.
It's grit.
But,
no, it's grit.
Grit.
Big on grit.
It's a lot of grit.
Grit is way overrated. You got grit and no talent. You're the White Sox. White Sox could have grit.
White Sox don't have no grit. You don't win 29 games with no grit.
Get where the Brewers are without talent.
This is grit.
The majority is the general manager and the players they put together. But Murphy is already managed.
So is David Stearns overrated then? You are all about Stearns, and now Matt Arnold is.
Here's the greatness of David Stearns. You owe David Stearns. David Stearns is so good that when he got his first GM job, he hired Matt Arnold, who hadn't worked with him, but had worked against him, but thought he was so good that when he got a job, I'm going to get somebody I competed against because he's that good. Everything the Brewers have done this season is owed to David Stearns more than anybody else. Because of that decision, most people...
How many years has Stearns been gone? Two?
Doesn't matter.
Well, I'm asking.
Two.
A couple, yeah.
Yeah, this is year two of him.
So Matt Arnold never gets any credit. It's just David Stearns because he is the guy.
So
Donna Shalala, thank you for those championships. Right? Is that what we're doing?
No, you can give more to Matt Arnold, but I emphasize Stearns because what he did, people don't do. Somebody gets to be a general manager of a radio station. They hire people they'd work with. They don't look at a competitor and say, when I get my job, I want to bring that guy on my team. That's what needs to be emphasized. But sure, you'll disagree with whatever I say, so you can pick whoever you want. But the what David Stearns
When did you become such a whiner? Hey, when did you become such a whiner?
There we go. Today.
Okay.
Whatever I can do.
It's just... poor boo-boo Homer. Oh, well, Tauschi's got it.
It's to irritate you. I don't irritate you, I failed. How did I do today?
Not bad.
Jason, how did I do today?
I don't think I'm not really irritated.
I think I would give it an A.
The key is, Jason, when I'm done each segment, Tausch doesn't get to decide if he's irritated. We decide for him to tell him.
Yeah, that is how it works. Yes.
Is that how it works?
Perfect. Did I irritate Tausch today?
Yes.
Yeah, irritated Matt Arnold. I'm telling you that. Jack. David Stearns did it.
Jason, did I irritate Tausch? Yes or no?
Undeniably, yes.
Yeah, baby, bye.
That is Steve the Homer True. I don't know if you're that irritated.
I'm not even remotely irritated.
It did allow us
what
to
irritates
end the
me is when people don't take care of their parking lots. Summer's here.
Well, wait a minute.
What?
That's fine. Go right ahead.
Well, that's what irritates me. You just talked about it. But before you know it, you're going to be prepping for winter. Thanks for interrupting me. Johnson & Sons Paving wants to make sure you're ready by remembering. That was a preemptive dig, which I like. Better than being late. You're ready by remembering the 3 hours of parking lot and asphalt maintenance. Reseal every 2 to 3 years. Repair when you see signs of cracking or puddles. And replace if there's constant standing water, warping, buckling, or sinking. Don't scare those customers or tenants with a bad parking lot. Connect with Johnson & Sons Paving today. Fix those minor repairs before they become huge headaches. Visit JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com right now to schedule an appointment.
More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at GrasslandButter.com.
Tears in my eyes, love in my soul.
any more seats in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios for your
Not that work, no. Well, yeah, there's no... It looks like what would be a really nice little podcasting area where you know how...
Those the comfy chairs?
Yeah, you sit back, and I think everybody's maybe a little more comfy.
Those ones that are kind of squared off
right
deals?
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
Didn't there used to be a table there?
I don't like
cubby
the fact
holes
there's
or
no
something?
Table. Because I like going over there in between breaks. I'll sit down and I'll maybe if, you know, my water or my coffee. But now there's nowhere to sit it. And then I'm like, well, I don't want to put it on that armrest because then it'll spill and et cetera, et cetera.
What happened to the frame poster of you looking tough
it's laying
with the Badger
the
football team? We moved that
I'm
too?
I'm not sure who's in charge of like putting
Jesse.
I don't think he liked that, even though, yeah, whatever. So I'm gonna. I don't have any room for it.
I am not in charge of decor.
That's probably.
What are you in charge of?
That's another.
Because you're also not in charge of making sure all the microphones and headphone jacks work.
You know what I found hilarious? So you know how Jesse tells us all the time that he's overworked.
I have heard that.
And that he's just, you know, this show is such a grind, especially when Jason's gone, so he doesn't have his little buddy with him.
Hey,
but. I find out last night, so our coverage with the Wisconsin volleyball team started. Last night was first, and awesome. We're super excited about that. Going to be a great year. And Jesse tells me, oh, yeah, long night last night. I was in here doing the board for pre- and post-game show of the volleyball team. And I'm thinking to myself, all you've done is complained about you've got all this work and you're all this extra time, and now he's adding stuff. Which is going to be pretty arduous. There's a lot of games.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That doesn't bother him.
Aren't you like the pregame show host?
Yeah, he wasn't running the board. Thanks for tuning in, Tausch. I was doing the pre and the post game. And I'll be doing it all season long for
Wisconsin
running the
board. You're not having a board op with it. You're doing both.
No, Hunter Vaughn is the producer of Wisconsin Badgers volleyball.
Is that right?
Okay. Yeah, bringing his Gerald Ford expertise to prime time.
So he's adding a little bit of extra work, but he's adding far more exposure of on-air opportunity.
So he's fine as long as he's getting exposure.
Yes. He doesn't want to grind behind the scenes.
How many times this football season is Jesse going to have to take off because he's worked past his 40-hour requirement?
I'm going to have to take the show off, guys. I'll still be working that day.
What do you mean? I see you in here at 11 o'clock. Well, yeah, but... I did volleyball last night. Like, I feel like that's coming, right? Is that not where this is leading to? Jesse, that's where you speak.
Maybe a time or two.
Okay,
we'll see.
That's
I don't know. I haven't checked the full schedule yet, but there might be a couple. If the slipper fits.
Okay.
I'm a grinder, man. I'll get back
no,
in
no,
here.
That's the opposite of grinding.
I know what we need to do in football season. You know,
okay.
June and July is a different story. We get into September, October, November.
I'm confused
let's go.
By this whole thing.
I'm very confused. I'm also confused as the director of content. Did you name yourself as the pregame host?
It seems as if that's he knew somebody.
Did you open that
up
for
interviews? He used his own nepotism to find a way to be the pregame host, show host.
George told me I should be the pregame host.
Long story short, I did not name myself the pregame host.
Well, and who named it? That's your job.
Well,
there
are people above me. I'm not the
director of
decision making around here.
DOC.
I don't know. I think Jesse named himself.
I think he did.
Kudos to you, Jesse. Way to use that power.
I did send the email in which I announced myself as doing it, but I did not name myself.
I thought it was a bit rich that you're naming all of your accolades as you're naming yourself, and then it's written by you.
Yes, exactly.
It's a very difficult spot to be in when you
tricky.
Have to send an email about yourself.
Usually when other people tell you how great you are, and that's one thing that never has bothered you.
No. That. Let me tell you. I sent out an email telling you how great I am. Let me tell you how great Behind the Bucks
There's plenty of other big candidates, but I found a way to beat those cats out for this job.
Matt LaPay offered to do it. I said, no, I got this. And Behind the Bucks has all your Bucks content that you've been looking for presented by Gallagher. Right now, Behind the Bucks, Going for Gold, features Bucks stars sharing their experiences from competing on the world's biggest stage, the Olympics. From battling against their Bucks teammates to teaming up with fierce rivals, all for the glory of a gold medal, Behind the Bucks offers unique access and deep storytelling for Bucks fans unlike ever before. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Find Behind the Bucks on bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcasts. The 11 o'clock hour starts very late. What was Bulaga on during this hour, too? Stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.